Welcome to Israel A-Team News at 2 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a calm night across Israel, with clear skies in major cities like Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. A warm breeze is making it a pleasant evening for those stepping out. Now, here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports from earlier today that the U.S. launched a fifth night of strikes against Iran, while Israel considers its role in the conflict. Also, Israel Hayom Hebrew brings us news from earlier this hour. President Herzog told a Saudi network that there can be no deals with Iran amidst the ongoing attacks. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports that Trump may expand military efforts against Iran, though details on timing remain uncertain. Separately, Forward highlights a shift in the U.S. political landscape. More Democrats are opposing aid to Israel, which could have unforeseen benefits. And finally, I-24 News notes that Prime Minister Netanyahu has cancelled his planned U.S. visit after a meeting with Trump did not occur. Reaction has been swift on social media. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted less than an hour ago. They shared footage of intense U.S. airstrikes in southern Iran. Former Israeli ambassador Danny Dannon posted shortly ago, emphasizing Israel's resilience against threats from Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran. Middle East 24 reported earlier. The Iran-backed Islamic resistance in Iraq has placed a $10 million bounty on U.S. President Donald Trump amid escalating tensions. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with the U.S. military actions. Ynet explains Washington aims to target Iran's infrastructure and energy facilities. Israeli officials believe Tehran wants to avoid escalation, but risks remain high. These developments could heighten tensions across the region, affecting both diplomatic and civilian security. Turning to President Herzog's comments. According to Israel Hayom, Herzog's remarks to Arab media underline Israel's firm stance against Iran. His statements follow Washington's military actions, signaling strong regional alliances. This may influence future negotiations in the Middle East. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post outlines Trump's potential military expansion. While sources remain unclear on specifics, Tehran warns of retaliation. This increases unpredictability in the region, impacting global diplomatic efforts. In political developments, Forward reports on shifting democratic support for Israel. The decline in support mirrors a gradual change similar to a literary bankruptcy. This could lead to new dynamics in U.S.-Israel relations. Finally, I-24 News reveals Netanyahu's cancelled U.S. visit. The absence of a meeting with Trump affected his travel plans. This could strain U.S.-Israel relations, impacting future diplomatic engagements. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that angel investor Jonathan Roizin warns of the superficial appeal of AI, cautioning VC landscapes against investing without depth. Separately, Walla Business highlights a controversy in the Finance Committee. Legal advisors claim that a recent vote led by Hanoch Milvitsky was illegally conducted, raising questions about procedural integrity. And finally, Israel Hayom Business discusses a breakthrough in non-bank financing. A private company has gained approval for property law guarantees, revolutionizing urban planning financing. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 3 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.